Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Nun Tes. We're starting at the very top with a brand new Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us the basics of bringing a Karban Mincha besides the actual flower of the Karban Mincha. And as the Mishnah introduces, there are four categories. Yesh Teunois Shemen Ulevayna. Some Menachos require both Shemen, oil, and Levayna, frankincense. Some require shemen v'loy levoina, only shemen and not levoina. Some of them are levoina v'loy shemen, only levoina and not shemen. And some are loy levoina v'loy shemen. Now, those that we're going to enumerate in the Mishnah, almost all of them are beferish in the Pasuk, but a few of them, as we'll see in the Gemara, we're going to learn from mi'utim, from psukim. So let's start. What's the first category? The first category is the broadest category, of Shemen and Levayna. Which are they? And the Mishnah now enumerates 10 separate Menachis. Minchas HaSoydes, V'Hamachvas, V'Hamacheshes, V'Chalois, V'Horekikin. Now these are the Minchos Nedova that we normally speak about throughout the Masechta, that if a person is bringing a korban, he says, Harei Olai Mincha, he can bring a Minchas Soles. Soles, of course, is the flour. Machvas, it's made in such a pan, marcheshes is a deeper pot. Chalitz v'rekikin are subdivisions of what's called the minchas ma'afei tanur. Why does the Mishnah refer to it as chalitz v'rekikin? So we have here in Parshas Vayikra, first starts off talking about a regular, normal minchas soles. This is on page 288 for your benefit. Namely, it's Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. V'nefesh ki sakriv korban minchas l'Hashem. Person says, I'm bringing a korban mincha. Soles yir korbanai, mincha soles, v'yotzako le'o shemen, v'nosan le'o levoina. Very, very clear that you have to go and add shemen and levoina, nothing to talk about. And then skip a few psukim, v'chi sakriv morch korban mincha ma'afei sanur. What happens if you said, I'm bringing a mincha ma'afei sanur? So now the pasuk says, soles chalois matzois belulois b'shemen, so you have two different subcategories within the Mincha Ma'afei Tanur. You have the Chalois, Chalois Matzois, and you have the Rekike Matzois. Now on the surface it sounds like you bring them both together. But we'll see Mitzvah and the Gemara. In fact, it's a big, big machloikis. And most of the Tanoim hold that these are two separate variations on your Ma'afei Tanur. Meaning, if you say, I'm going to go and bring a korban mincha from Ma'afei Tanur, you can bring either soles chalois matzois b'lulis v'shemen, or you bring rikike matzois mishuchim v'shemen. It's one or the other. We're going to have one mandiyama, I think it's Reb Shimon, that's going to say that in fact you can have a hybrid, which means, yes, you can have separate Chalis matzois. You can have separate rikike matzois, but you can also have half and half. Now, in terms of how do you define half and half, we'll see Mechem the Gemara shortly that whenever you brought any one of these menachos, you had to bring them eser chalis, 10 separate chalis. If you made a minchas machbas, a minchas marcheshes, etc., you had to form them into 10 separate loaves. Here too, when we're talking about the Ma'afei Tanur, our Mishnah holds you can make 10 loaves out of the Chalitz, 10 loaves out of the Rekikin, and then we're going to have the other Mandiyam, I think, Reb Shimon, that says you can have all three, meaning you can have 10 of Chalitz, 10 of Rekikin, or 5 and 5. Yes?
Is there an oven on the premises, or you make it at home and bring it to...
It's a very good question. The answer is both of what you just said is correct. Until the point of the kmitza, you prepared at home. It does not have to be done inside the azar. However, once you are getting into the baking, then you do it inside the azar. So for instance, Ma'afei Tanur, you do it inside the azar. But Mitchum, we're going to talk about that more today and tomorrow over the next few days.
The 10 loaves requirement, if you're ready, you did your kmitza, mm-hmm. So if you did it mechaz machoas, I would assume you already fried it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're crumbling it up to do...
Pasuk oisa pitin.
Right. So when are you now forming these loaves? You baked the loaves. Now you're for the kmitza.
Those loaves that have been baked, for instance, the machbas and marcheshes. You're right. The gabinei soles. We're only going to do it after the kmitza. when you finish the kmitza, you put on the mizbech, all the shiraim, then you go and form
right,
into the loaves.
And that's where it's required to make the number, the specified number of loaves?
Every one of them, the machvas, the marcheshes, the solas, mafitana, every one is required. We'll talk about the Gemara momentarily, we're going to get to it. But in the meantime, we have so far enumerated five karbonos minchas de dova. That's the soilus, the machvas, marcheshes, and chalas urekikin, which together are the mafitana. If you count them up, it's five so far. Then we're going to have another five. Minchas Kehanim. Minchas Kehanim is the same thing as a Minchas Yisrael, except that by Minchas Yisrael only puts the kmitza on the mizbeach. While the rest of the shirayim are eaten by the Kehanim, if a private koyin is menadev, a mincha, then it's called a Minchas Koyin, and the Torah says about it, kolotia, that you're going to go and put it totally on the mizbeach, lo yiseyachem. So that's the difference between the Minchas Koyin and all the others, that you put it totally on the Marocha. And you have the Minchas Koyin Mashiach. That's what we learned a few days ago about the Chavitin. Koyin Mashiach is referring to the Koyin Gadol that he brings every single day. His Isorin, Machtzisa Boik, Machtzisa Ba'arv. Sorry? Yeah, good. And then you have the Minchas Oivet Kechavim, Agoy, that brings a Korban Mincha. Really, Agoy can bring a Korban Mincha? Says our Mishnah, yes. That's not so simple. We're going to have Mitchum on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara is going to learn from a Pasuk, Ish Mebnei Yisrael. Ish comes to be Marba, a Goy, that he can also bring a Korban, and there'll be a Machloikis, whether he can only bring a Korban Oila, or whether he can go and bring any Korban. Our Mishnah goes according to Maniyama that holds he can bring any Korban, including a Korban Mincha. We'll get to that in Mi'achim in about 2 weeks on Daf Ayin Gimel Omid Beis. Continuing the Gemara Vaita, Mishnah Vaita, Minchas Noshim, if women are Menadev a Korban Mincha. It's a little bit difficult to understand why this is enumerated as a separate category. Why shouldn't women be able to be Menadev a Korban Mincha? They can Menadev any Korban. So why this is enumerated separately is a discussion among the Achronim. But Lamaisa, if a woman brings a Korban Mincha, it's just like all those others that we said are Toin Shemen and Levoinen. And the same thing applies to the Minchas Hu'oimer. Minchas Hu'oimer is a Korban Tzibur brought once a year on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, and for purposes of being Mesakein or Machshir or Matir, all the Chodosh Bamedina. Until that point, you're not allowed to go and eat Chodosh, any new flour, any new grain. Now, as a result, to bring that Minchas Hu'oimer, that is permissible Bamedina. Anyway, if you count up how many we have altogether, you have 10. The Soilus, Machvas, Marcheshes, 3. Chalis or Kikin is 5. Minchas Kehanim, Koyin Mashiach is 7. Oivik Chomet is 8. Minchas Noshim is 9. Minchas Hu'oimer is 10. The reason why I'm pointing that out is because we're going to focus on that at the outset of the Gemara. And with this, we have now concluded all of those that are taught in both Shemen and Levoina. Now we go to the second category, and that's the Shemen Veloy Levoina. As you'll see, these three remaining categories are fairly sparse, because most of the Kabbonis Mincha do have the Shemen and Levoina. Yes, sir.
So it specifically says of the Gentile, Ovid Kochavim, if you know someone's an idolater,
yes,
it doesn't seem to make sense that we would accept Korban from him.
But the answer is we do. What is the basis? There's a pasuk later on. System pursuing this one. I'm glad that you are. Very good. We in Vayikra Chav Beis. Sorry?
A motto for the Kaulbach show.
Vayikra Chav Beis Yud Ches. We have a Daf Ayin Gimel Amit Beis. The Gemara brings over there that says in the pasuk, Dabar Laharin Velbonav El Kol B'nei Yisrael V'yamartalem Ish Ish. Mibes Yisrael, menager bi Yisrael, ashi yakriv korbanoi l'chol nidreim, ul'chol nidvoisim, ashi yakrivu l'Hashem li'oilem. So now, since it says ish, ish, the Gemara says ish comes to be marva, even Gentiles. The sign ish matam olayimah, ish, ish, l'rabbe says oivu kachovim, shenoidrin nidorim unadovis ki Yisrael, ashi yakrivu l'Hashem li'oilem. At the end of the pasuk says li'oilem. So now we have a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that since the pasuk enumerates Asher Akiv Karbonei L'chol Nidreim L'chol Nidvoisam, sounds like that's very, very inclusive. Says Rabbi Akiva, but look at the very last few words. It says Asher Akiv L'Hashem L'Oila, that a goy can only bring a Karbonei. So it's a machloikis in the Gemara. So according to Rabbi Akiva, an idolater, in fact, could not bring a korban mincha. You can only bring a korban oilim. However, contributing to seglili, you can bring numerous other korbanos. Comes to include not only your regular animals, but even the rabbi's oifois and yayin and leboina and eitzim. Basically, a goy has the same din as a Jew vis-a-vis bringing a korban lasha. So, therefore, you can bring a korban mincha as well. And our mission is going to contribute to seglili. So you've touched on a very important point, that in fact it's a machloikis, whether we accept from idolaters. The most famous case of an idolater sending a carbon is the case of Kamsa Bar Kamsa that we have in Masechet Gittin. The only time, the only reason it was refused was because it had the mum in it. But otherwise it was fine carbon, no problem. Anyway, continuing right to the next case, the next category is the one that is Shemen V'loy Levayna. There we only have one. Minchas Sesochim Tuna Shemen V'yituna Levayna. Minchas Sesochim is the carbon that we've mentioned many times that you bring every single day together with a carbon oilin, a carbon shlamim, and a few other carbonates. And what does it consist of? It consists of the mincha. How much mincha? Well, it depends what the nature of the carbon was. Was it bakar? Was it an ayil? Or was it a keves? Because it said in the pasuk that when shloish esroim lapar, shnei esroim laoil, v'sarin echa lakeves echa. Same thing as the gabi, the liquids, when you're talking about both the shemen and the yain, chatzia hin ye lapar, shlish sehin laoil, revia sehin lakeves. So it has different grades. But lemaisa, that's talking about both the solus aspect, the esroinim, and we're talking about the shemen. But there's no mention of levoina, no levoina by minchas nesach. Lechem aponim, toin levoinim, toin shemen. Lechem aponim, of course, every single Shabbos, to be matter lechem aponim, you had to take the shtei bezichei levoina, which were on the shulchan the entire week. You had to put them on the mizbeach, you makter them, and boom, all the lechem aponim is now mutter to the kahanim. So they had levoina, but they didn't have shemen. How do I know? We'll have the psukim shortly. Finally, shtei alechem, minchas choyte, minchas kenois. Ain't unum loy shemen veloy levoina. The minchas choyte minchas kenois is very clearly in the Torah. It says, in fact, by the choyte loy yosem alea shemen loyiten alea levoina. I'm going to have that mentioned tomorrow. We'll discuss that in greater detail. Same thing, minchas kenois is referring to the mincha by the soita and pashas nosai. Also says befeirish, no shemen, no levoina. As far as the shtei alechem, no befeirish apostik. But we're going to darshan that in the Gemara momentarily. Good. So now let's get back to the beginning of the Mishnah. In the first category that have Shemen Levoina, we enumerated 10. Amra Papa, Kol Heicha Ditnan, Eser Tanan. Wherever it says that list that we started off with the 10 at the beginning of the Mishnah, there are 10 of them. Lafukim and Reb Shimon, the Amar, Mechtzachalus and Mechtzarekit Kinyavi. According to Reb Shimon, which we mentioned earlier, you have an 11th category. Not only the 10 that we enumerated, but also you have the 11th, which is the mafetaner of 5 chalas and 5 rikikin together. Oh, so according to him, you have to add one more. So it's lafukim and Reb Shimon, yavi kamash malon delay. Now, when it says over here, ditnan, kol heicha ditnan, eser tanan, there are 2 shotim in the Rashi. First of all, before we continue on, what does he mean, Amar Papa, kol heicha ditnan, eser tanan? Wherever, where's the wherever, kol heicha? So we're going to have this, Rav Papa, 2 more times in the near future. The first time is, if you want to turn the page, literally to turn the page, to daf samach omed aleph. Notice we have another Mishnah there, and in that Mishnah, we have yeshtu nesagoshet in tanufa. Now go to the 3rd, 4th line. Ve'le tenufa zagosh, ve'le tenufa zanufa. And then we again have a long laundry list of menachos. Minchas soites va'mach v'asar macheshes v'achalis v'rekikin, minchas kehanim, minchas kemashiach, etc. Skip to the Gemara Amar Papa. Kol heicha ditnan, eser tanan. If you add them all up together, you're going to get 2 10. It's not exactly the same as the 10 of our Mishnah, but also it's 10. Where else do we have this? We're going to have this Amir Shimon Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. That's the next perek. In the art scroll, it's the final daf of this second volume. You'll see the beginning of the new perek. Ve'ilu menachas nikmotsu shishreim v'kahanim. Again, minchas oitus v'mach v'smar mechecheshes v'achal v'svaru kikim v'zmai v'zikchav v'minchas oshu. The whole geshaft. Amra papa zukti marukal heichet et nan esetanat. Whenever we have such a long list, It's 10. Yeah, my kamash malon. What does it come to tell you? La fukim reb shimon. The yom mechzer chalis and mechzer kikin. Yavi kamash malon the light. Okay, so you see that this rapapa appears ten times in Mendi's Torah from the Tabla Karuv, but three times here in our Mishnayos. Now, what does this mean about the three times that we keep on talking about? So if you look now, the 10, Ezra Tanan, so if you look at the Rashi, the two separate pshatim. Rashi, right after Mishnah Gemara, Kol Heicha Datan, Hanach Menoches Matznisen, Ezra Tanan, Kaloyim Kulan Bois, Eser Chalois. Oh, that's what the Mishnah means, or that's what Rapapa means. When it says Eser, he means that every one of the enumerated Menoches, the Sodas, and the Machves, and the Marcheshes, and the Chalos, and the Kik, and the Rum, ba-bam-ba-bam, when you bring them to the Beis Mikdash, you have to bring them in 10 separate loaves. That's the Eser. Lafukim and Reb Shimon, says Rashi, Diom Lekamon Bahai Pirkin, Ho'im Harei Olayim Minchas Mafi Imrotze Yavi Mechze Chalos Mechze Rekichin. Oh, so you say I'm bringing a Minchas Mafi Taner, then he can go and bring 10 altogether, but 5 and 5. That's not like our Mishnah, according to Rapapa, because Rapapa said, every one of them, including the Mafi Taner, has got to be 10 Chalos, and or 10 rekikin, but no 5 and 5 business. That's why Rapapa says, Lafuke mid Reb Shimon. Kamash Malon, Rapapa, next Rashi, the Rapapa, the Kol Menoches, Masisen, Eser Nino. You have to have 10 separate chalis. The chalis, Eser chalis. Vahach the rekikin, Eser rekikin. If you bring Mafi Taner, you're bringing chalis, Gesundheit, 10 chalis. You want to bring rekikin, you got to bring 10 rekikin. But you cannot go and bring 5 and 5. So that's the first pshat. Lishnachrina, next pshat of Rashi, says Lamed Aleph. Kol Heicha Detnan, we're halfway down the Rashi. Kol Heicha Detnan, Oid Bava Cheres Masisen, and Reperik Eli Menoches. Those are the two that we just looked up. Shetonu Hay Sidre Menoches Masisen, the Dinan Shova. How many are there? Eser Tanan, there are 10 of them. Minchas Soiles and Minchasu Oimer. So that's why we counted them in our Mishnah. We started from Minchas Chalis, from Minchas Soiles through Minchas Oimer. There are 10. All together. Because according to him, there would be 11. Why there 11? Because in Minchas Mafei Taner, you have 3 options. Option number 1, Ibaikule Matzes. That's 1. The Ibaikule Rekikin is 2, and those are the 2 in our Mishnah. The Ibaikhalas Vehe Rekikin, that's a 3rd option. So then you would have 11 enumerated in our Mishnah. Since it only says 10, is Lafuke Mi Reb Shimon.
It's a double exclusion.
Exactly. So bottom line is, when we say that, according to Rapapa, Kolheche Tanan, Eser Tanan, it really has a double meaning. Meaning number 1 is that every one of these menoches has to be brought in 10 loaves. Number 2, that we're enumerating 10 in each of the categories, category 1 in our Mishnah, and the next category, the next Mishnah, about Agoshois and Tenufais, and then finally, Legabe, the Kmitzis and Shiraim in the next Perek. So, 2 definitions of the word Eser.
Applied to all 3 places?
Tarnahol?
All 3 versions of Rapapa are applicable in all 3 Mishnahs?
Now, if you look, like we brought the Mishnah Daf Samach, Amar Rapapa, Kolech Lenan, Eser Tanan. Yet the both Pshatim of the Rashi. Same thing. In fact, Rashi even says, tomorrow in Daf Samach, Eser Tanan betray Lishni Kedaparishis Le'el. Look it up. I'm not going to repeat it, says Rashi. We already said it yesterday. So imagine when we learn it tomorrow, we also won't have to repeat it, because we'll say it like we explained yesterday.
So playing Minchas Solas, bring it in 10 parts?
You initially bring it just as Solas.
Right.
After you go into the Kmitza, before you're going to go and eat a Shirayim, and you go and now and bake it into 10 parts.
Is that 10 pieces?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Zhokti Gemara Vayter. Now we're going to derive the Makoiris basically for the other 3 categories. Because the first category of the 10 says in each one, in the case of your Minchas Sedova, it says, V'nefesh ki sakrif karbin minchal Hashem, soiles yeh kabane, that's the Minchas Soiles, yotzekale Hashem et nosam elavayna. Now even though subsequent to that it doesn't say it beferish by the Mafi Taner, and the Minchas Machvas, and the Minchas Marcheshes, but each one of them continues on mit Avov, V'chi sakriv, and then v'im mincha al machves kabinecha, v'im minchas marcheshes. So I'm always going to say later on, those are all collapsing them together. It's one long narrative. It's saying about all of them. a nefesh who wants to go and bring a soilus, and nefesh who wants to bring a minchas mafitana, a mincha, he wants to bring a minchas machvas, he wants to bring a minchas macheshes, that nefesh makes sure each time to add to it the shemen and the vine. We'll talk about that further. Zokim Arabait, Tanur Abanim and Asatol Yashemen, V'loi Alechem Aponim Shemen. Now where is this? This pasuk is not talking about minchas zava. This is now talking about the minchas hu oimer. Really, where's the minchas hu oimer? That's here on page 289, and it says pasuk yudalid vim takar minchas bikurim lashem. Yet you have this minchas bikurim is talking about minchas oimer. Oviv koli be'esh geres karmel takrav eis minchas bikurecha. So this is minchas oimer. If you look at the Rashi, minchas bikurim, minchas oimer akosim edaber. So what does it say about that? Next page, page 290. Mendy, if you're still looking it up, it's perig beis pasuk tezvav shkoyech. Why is the pasuk tezvav? Because it's not the first day; it's the second day. But for us, it's a sveik of the oimer. You bring the minchas oimer; it's really on tezayin. Good. Anyway, what does it say? Menasata le Hashemen, menasata le levoina minchahi. The hikdra koynis karas minchah yirsh b'shamna al kol levanasa isha l'Hashem. Good. So we talk about you have shemen and you have levoina. It says very, very clearly ole Hashemen and ole levoina. Now the Gemara is going to darshan virtually every word in this pasuk. It's going to dash in the first Oleha, mashma, only on this one is a shemen and not something else. What is that not something else? We'll see. V'samta Oleha levoina, you put levoina on it, but not something else. In other words, we're dashing the two Olehas as two miutim. And then we're going to have mincha. Mincha is going to be a marble to go and to be lerbuye, something else, a mincha. And then he is going to be again a miut. So we're going to dash in the two Olehas, the mincha and the he. I'm sorry. You go and put shemen on the minchas hu oimer. V'loy alechem upon him shemen. It comes alechem upon him from Shabbos. No shemen. We do have levoina, but no shemen. Now, why would I have thought that you do need shemen? That I need a miut to exclude it? Shiachol. I would make a kal v'chaymer. V'leidinu. Umar minchas nisachim. She'ena tu'una levoina, tu'una shemen. Minchas esachim does not have levoina. How do I know minchas esachim does not have levoina? We're going to learn that in another two lines. We're going to learn it from that oleha that we just said now. If you look at, skip two, three lines, the samto le levoina, again the same pasuk. What does it say? That second oleha levoina, v'loy al minchas esachim levoina. Okay, so just take it for granted, minchas esachim, no levoina. So now getting back to, again to the beginning of the Braisa, I have a kal v'chaim. Madach mincha sochem she'ena tun levoina because of that second oleha, but it's tun a shemen. Shemen is required. Now that says befedish in the pasuk mincha sochem, the amount of shemen we already said, chatziahin, shlishasahin, reviyasahin. So clearly there is, you have to have shemen. The levoina doesn't say, but that we're going to learn from the oleha, no levoina, but it's tun a shemen. So lechem ha'bonim she'toin levoina, lechem upon him that does require levoina. Well, that says befeirish to shnei bezicha levoina that we're makdir on Shabbos. Ain't a din shetoin shemen. I would say for sure avad has to have shemen based in this kal b'chaymer. Tam aloymer aleha nein aleha only by the mincha so oymer aleha shemen v'loy alechem upon him shemen. Okay, so that's how we know in our Mishnah that lechem upon him is toin levoina the ain't toin shemen. We continue the pasuk. Mesamt aleha levoina. Again, it's talking about the mincha. So, oimer oleha. Oleha levoina, v'loi al mincha sesachem levoina, like we just quoted a minute ago. So, mincha sesachem, no levoina. Shemen, yes, but no levoina. Sheyachol, now why do I have to the mia to exclude it? V'alidinu, umadach lechem haponim. She'ena toin shemen, that's from the first part of the pasuk, that's the oleha, which we just learned a moment ago. So, lech haponim does not have shemen, but it's toin levoina. You have to be makter the shnei bezicha levoina, every single Shabbos. Minchas tesachem sheteuna shemen. Minchas tesachem that has a shemen, the chatziah hin, and the shlishis hin, or the bias hin. No, in addition to the levoina, the chavada and avada, minchas tesachem should require. Levoina tam aloimer, aleha. Aleha levoina v'loi al minchas tesachem levoina.
Which is the ka, which is the chamor, and the levoina and shemen? It feels like we're flipping it back and forth.
No, it's just saying that you cannot learn a kal v'chaymer because if you're going to tell me this is the kal, no, maybe it's the chumrah. You're going to tell me this is the chumrah, maybe this is the kal. In other words, each one of them, the lechem upon them, together with the minchas esachem, has one kula and one chumrah. One of them has the shemen and doesn't have the levoina. One of them has levoina and doesn't have the shemen. So therefore, depending, you cannot make a kal v'chaymer from one to the other because each one has a kula and each one has a chumrah. Now the pasuk continues on minchahi. Mincha l'rabbi is mincha shmini l'levoina. Mincha shmini is what we spoke about this morning mitatachnan. That first we have the shivas yimei meluah, and then v'yi b'yom hashmini. What's v'yi b'yom hashmini in the pasuk? And that's talking about Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which was the day when they made the official coronation, inauguration, etc., dedication of the new Mishkan. So on that day, that's the Yom HaShemini. It says then that they brought a Karban Mincha. That Karban Mincha also required Levayin. The Rabbis Mincha Shmini Levayin. And then it says Mincha He. He's Lahoyti Shtei Alechem Shleitanu Loi Shemen V'loi Levayin. Shtei Alechem has neither of the two. And then that's our Mishnah, right? We had the first category of the ten. They have, it's a regular Karban Mincha, all both Shemen and Levayin. Mincha sasachem tuna shemen, because that says befeirish in the pasuk chatzia hin. That ain't a tuna levoina because of one of the two alehas. Lechem aponim toin levoina ve'ain toin shemen because of the other aleha. And the shtei alechem is not toin loy shemen ve'loy levoina because of that final he that comes to exclude both of them. Now I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, well, why don't you go and put shtei alechem over here, and why don't you put the lechem aponim over there? So we're going to go through the whole brisa again. So we just finished the brisa, and we darshan aleha, mincha, and he. Omamar, start again the brisa. It says in the pasuk in the mincha, so oimer, v'nosata aleha shemen, aleha v'lei alechem aponim. So to you more, v'lei alechem aponim shemen. Pray to you more, eima, maybe I should say, Oleha shemen v'loy al minchas koyhanim shemen. Since a minchas koyin is different than your regular karbonos mincha, minchas nedava, here it's kula kolul, the others are not. There they have to have a kmitzim, a chirayim that are eaten. Ah, so maybe it's so different, maybe we should go and say, Oleha shemen v'loy al minchas koyhanim shemen. Zoktimorim mistavra minchas koyhanim havalei lirbuyeh. I rather say that the Minchas Koyin is similar to the Minchas Oimer, that it has both Shemen and Levoina, as opposed to going and including the Lechem Aponim. If I have to include one and exclude the other, I prefer including the Minchas Kehanim, that it's the same din like the Minchas Oimer, and I'm going to exclude the Lechem Aponim. Why? So now the Gemara is going to do like the Gemara does often, and show the similarities in Halacha, and therefore, nope. Therefore, it makes sense to go and be marvid this and be mayit the other. So, what are the similarities? Shekain. So, now we're going to establish similarities between the Minchas Oimer and the Minchas Koyin. Both of them, Shekain Isorain. What means Isorain? Both of them, the shear that you're supposed to bring is an Isor. We know that the minimum shear of every normal Karban Mincha is an Isorain. And by the Minchas Oimer, it says Beferish that it was Asiris Oefa. So, when you have Asiris Oefa is the same thing as an Isorain, so therefore they're one and the same. Masha Ein Kein, if you're talking about the Lechem Aponim, that was not the Shir Isorain, they had a different Shir.
Why are we comparing to Minchas Omer? Why not just a Minchas Solis?
The drasha of his Minchas Omer from the Pasik. That's the whole price, it's based on that Pasik. Continuing on, Kli, both of them require Kli. Now what it means, it requires a Kli, so if you look, and we're trying to learn the Rashi together with the Gemara, because Rashi explains the whole thing. If you look at the Rashi, but the Gabbai Lechem Aponim, we were just concluding, Rashi tells us that every one of the Lechem Aponim had Shnei Esroinim Yiachalo Echos. They always had two Esroinim. Mashenkim, when you're talking about the Minchas Oimer and the Minchas Kehanim, each one of them only had one Isar. Getting to Kli, says Rashi right before the white lines, Kol HaMenachas Teunis Kli Lolish. Every one of the menachos, you had to go and do a lisha. Lisha means the connecting, the kneading inside the kli. Perek shtei alechem. Shalu es Rebbe zuminayin. How do you know? And he brings a pasuk. Avalechem aponim in a nikdash el lebetaner. When does the lechem aponim get its kedusha? Not inside a kli during the lisha, because all of the kelim, the beis hamikdash, were kli shores. That legabi the kli mida midas hayovesh, where the midas hayovesh was nimshach. Very good. Whether it's Nimshach Mibachut, Nimshach Mibachnim, Nimshach both, 100% right. Here we're talking about Legabi, the Lechem upon him. As long as it was measured inside the Yisarn, no Kedusha, no Kedusha. When did it get its Kedusha? By all the other Menachos, when you put them inside the Bisa, right, and you mix it with the Shemen, and you mix them with or without water, depending. Oh, then it's Klishar is Mekadosh. Here, however, the Lechem Panim, since it did not require Shemen, so when they didn't have the Lisha, in fact, you remember, the Gemara asked, but you have to go into a Lisha, and the Gemara said, you could do it Al Gabi Katavlaya. we had such an or, right, which was not a kli. So lech haponim in a nikdash el betaner, only when you finally put it into the taner, then it gets its kedusha because the taner is mekadosh. Okay.
Isn't there a problem though if you put in the taner, you're baked erev Shabbos, would it be pasul belina? If it's mukdash,
you bake them on Friday, you bake them on Shabbos.
Lechem upon him, you bake them on Friday, didn't you?
Okay, so why doesn't it become possible, Lina?
Yeah, that's my question.
Okay, so bear with us another, I wouldn't say 10 seconds, about 30 seconds. So after the two similarities that we've had so far, Hisorin and Kli, and then we get to Chut. What means Chut? Says Rashi that all the menachas that avoided was Bachut, but the lechem upon him, Sidur and Behechel. Chutz meaning in the Azara, Penim is inside the Heichel, so therefore Lechem upon him is different than the Minchas Oimer and all the other Menachas, including the Minchas Kehanim, that were all centralized in the Azara. This went into the Heichel for the whole week until the next week. Okay, so that was the Gabi, the Din of Chutz. The next one is Tzura. Rashi apparently didn't have the Girsa Tzura, because Rashi rather has the Girsa Lina. If you look at Rashi, the next Rashi, which is on the first, second wide line, V'oid hakoyim nifsu b'lina, the kot shekudishem hei, they necholes el liyayim. Avalechem aponim, oyimera l'shulchan mishabos l'shabos. So this addresses your question, and you were asking, oy, isn't there a problem of lina, doesn't
what's
it become?
Lina?
Lina means sleeping.
Right, so what, the dough sleeping?
Not the dough is sleeping. Any korban or any dam or any emurim that is not brought or put on the mizbeach or done within the right time, each one has its own time limitations.
Right.
After that period of time, it becomes possible lina. If you're talking about achila of a korban, then we call it noiser, but it's the same thing. Lina means that the korban slept or the koyin slept and he didn't do what he was supposed to and it went
so
beyond his time
limitation.
Some form
of neglect.
Some form of neglect. Exactly right. You said it so beautifully. So now that's the gabe, all the kabbalas. However, says Rashi, lina doesn't apply to lechem aponim, because lechem aponim, you wait a whole week. A whole week, so therefore, no din of lina. Anyway, but our Gemara uses the term tzura. Number one, it could be that Rashi didn't want to say, I don't want to talk about tzuras. I'd rather talk about lina. But the word tzura over here is a borrowed term of Ibur Tzura. Ibur Tzura means that any time they have the carbon remaining after its time limitation, the Gemara refers to it as Ibur Tzura, as if the whole Tzura of the carbon has now diminished, it has now decayed, it's not the same as it was. It's no longer the same Tzura, it's Ibur Tzura, it's as if
it's changed.
It's falling apart. Oh, so that is the case of the Tzura Mitalina. And then we have Hagosha. Hagosha is that you have to take Karbonois, every carbon mincha, and you bring it to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, and you just give it a kiss with your kli. In other words, you put the mincha into a kli sharis. Now the kli sharis touches the
like
corner. Sorry?
Like a l'chaim.
Good. The higisha el ha-mizbeach. Higisha just has to touch it there, and that's it. But by lechem upon him, you do not have that requirement. And the ishim. V'sayis ishim. Ishim means to put it on the fire. Every single carbon minchas oimer, you put the kmitza on the fire. Every carbon minchas koyin, you put the entire carbon on the fire. But when you're talking about the lechem upon him, no part, yes, the shtei bezicha levoina go on, but not the lechem upon him itself, do not go on the fire. So therefore, we have all of these wonderful similarities between minchas koyin and between the minchas oimer. So I would not say that minchas oimer, the oleha, comes to exclude minchas koyin, because they're almost twins. There are so many different similarities. Frank Timar Adaraba, Lechem Aponim Avaleribu Yishikain, it has so many similarities as well to the Minchas Oimer. What are those? Number one, Tzibura. They're both carbon Tzibur. Lechem Aponim, the Tzibur has to supply the Lechem Aponim for the Kahanim every single Shabbos. The Minchas Oimer, the Tzibur has to supply that Minchas Oimer on the second day of Pesach. Choiva, those are choivas. You can't say, well, mefshe yo, mefshe nish. No. Torah says you have to do these things. Masha enken a minchas koyin, you can have a koyin throughout his life. He'll never bring a korban mincha, especially if he's wealthy, because normally the only one that brought a korban mincha was a poor individual. So, it's certainly not a choiv, it's only an endav.
He brings it on the first day of his
that's chavitin. We're talking about minchas koyin. If you go back to the Mishnah, we enumerated 10 categories. Minchus number 6 was Minchas Kehanim. Minchas Koyin Mashiach is referring to the Chavitim.
I'm talking about Minchas Chinach, or the Koyin Hedyot.
That is also called Minchas Chavitim. It's all part of the case of the Kohen Mashiach. The reason why we call it Kohen Mashiach, because the Pasuk says that the Kohen Mashiach has to go and bring his Karban Mincha, and then we learn from Midrash, not only the Kohen Mashiach, but also the Kohanim and Yoytzim, and that's all within the Parsha of the Exactly.
Thank you.
No problem. Continuing back to our Gemara, so we should really include the Lechem upon him because it's Tzibor, and they're both Choyvois. Tami means that you bring it b'tumah, because tumi the hutra b'tzibur, t'chuyi b'tzibur. So if either the minchas o'imer or the lechem upon him become tumi, we go through with the avoida anyway. The ochil, the vus meint the ochil. Ochil means that part of it is eaten. By the case of the korban o'imer, the shirayim, the shiori o'imer are eaten. And the gabi the lechem upon him, all the lechem upon him are eaten. By the kind of the old mishmah, the new mishmah, but it's all eaten. Mashenkin, if you're talking about the minchas koyin, that's kolur. Then you have a din of pigul. What means you have a din of pigul? By the shiori oimer, it could have a din of pigul, the chasshom a din of kareis, or the way the lechem upon him, you can have pigul. How would that be? How can you ever have pigul? Because you have a machshava hamefageles at the time
of
at the time of being maktir the matir. So therefore, your normal, regular carbon, when you are doing any one of the four avoidas, and you say, I'm going to eat from the basar bachut, or I'm going to be mal of the aymer in bachut, so that would be a machshava of chutz from koymai, and if you're going to do it beyond this man, it would be machshava of chutz l'smanai, and the chutz l'smanai would cause it to become pickle. But it has to be something at the time of the matzah, one of the four avoidas. Here, however, what do we have a situation? So, legabe the shioria oymer, you can have a matir. What's the matir? That you put the koimitz of the oimer on the mizbeach, and now the shirayim now become the nitarim. And therefore, if the person at the time that he put the koimitz on the mizbeach, he says, I intend eating from this, from the shirayim tomorrow, so that'll be a case of pigul. Same thing with the gabli lechem upon him. When he's putting the shnei bezicha levoina on the mizbeach, he says, Raboisai, don't eat all the lechem upon him today. We're going to give kiddush tomorrow because it's a tikkun for a grace, whatever. And therefore, let's go and eat some of it tomorrow. That would be a machshava of chutz lizmanai. And that would make it into pigul. Mashenkin says Rashi, if you talk about a minchas koyin, then there is no possibility of pigul because you're putting the entire thing on the mizbeach. So what are you going to say? I'm going to eat some of it tomorrow. You're not eating it. You're putting the whole thing right now
matir
on the
mizbeach. Matir is all in one bebasachas.
Exactly. It doesn't have a separate matir. So therefore, you don't have a separate din of pickle. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, so via Halmindu, Mestavra, Minchas Kehana, whatever you said, and now we went through the pickle, Pishabata, and you bring both the Lechem Panim. Lechem Panim is always in Shabbos, and Minchas Oimer, if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Friday, and now the second day, which is a Chol HaMoed, is now on Shabbos. Okay, so that Shabbos, you bring the Minchas Koyin, even though it's on Shabbos. But you don't bring a Minchas Koyin on Shabbos, because a Minchas Koyin is totally been a Dova, and a Dova you wouldn't bring on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Anyway, so how many similarities did we have? So if you go back to the similarities of the Minchas Koyin, we said it's Isorin is 1, Kli is 2, Chutz is 3, Tura is 4, Hagosh is 5, Ishim is 6. And now we get to Lechem upon him, and we start it again. Tzibur is 1, Choyv is 2, Tami is 3, Ochel is 4, Pigul is 5, Shabbat is 6. They're exactly the same number. So, Ibazoi, why am I including in the Minchas Oimer the Minchas Koyin, and I'm excluding the Lechem upon him? Why don't you say, Faket? Everyone is Tabrin Nefesh. Since the whole parasha begins with the word Nefesh, here in Parasha, Yikrav, and Nefesh, Kisakrav, Karbin, Mincha, Lashem. And then we continue on to the Minchas Mafitaner, and the Minchas Machvas, and the Minchas Marcheshes, and then we continue on in Takrav, Minchas, Bikurim, Lashem. All of these are the continuation of the concept of Nefesh, even though the final Minchas Oimer is really not part of Nefesh, because this is a Tzibur, not the Yochid, but nevertheless, it goes as part of the same flow from the beginning of the Parasha Mincha, the Nefesh, until the end. That's why I include the Minchas Koyin, but I don't include the Lechem upon him, which is not, it's not anywhere in this parasha with the Nefesh, so excluded. Zog Digmar Vaitzah. So with this, we have now concluded the first Oleha v'nesat Oleha Shem. Now we're getting to the second part, and that is v'samta Oleha Levayna. Right? Sat Oleha Shem. V'samta Oleha Levayna. So what do we learn now from that Oleha? So we continue the explanation of the price. So Omamak. But don't put on the Minchas Sachem Levayna. Now, I would have thought the Minchas Sachem does have Levayna. Why? Because I would have made a kal v'chomer. Madach the minchas is madach the other one, the lechem upon him, doesn't have shemen, but it has levoina. Minchas esachem, which has shemen, it should have levoina. So that's why you have the alev to say, no, minchas esachem, no levoina. Same kash as we asked before. Maybe the second alev comes to tell you that minchas koyin, which is kolil, maybe there's no din levoina, but maybe minchas esachem there isn't in levoina. And again, the Gemara goes through the same analysis. Mistavre minchas kehanim havelir buya. It's more mistavre the kehanim we should go and include with the minchas oimer, as opposed to including together with the minchas oimer the case of the minchas esachem. Why? So you'll see many of these, of course, are the same, but many are not, because we have to differentiate. Before, we were differentiating between the minchas koyin and the lechem upon him. Now we're differentiating between the minchas koyin and the minchas tesachim, so that's why some are the same, but some are different. Minchas kehanim havelir buya, why? Shekein isorein, both of them are exactly an isorein. Masha enkein legabe, the minchas tesachim is not isorein. Shloish esroidim, shnei esroidim, depending par. Okay. And then bolul, bolul means bolul beloik. This goes together, that you have to go and mix it together with the loik shamen. If you look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Beloik, bechol menachas, sagi, bechad, loig li isorain, your normal kelly color mincha, one isorain, one loig, one isorain, one loig. Mincha sasachim, no, it depends. Yej gimalugin li isorain, if you're talking about a bakar, I'm sorry, you're right. Gimalugin is for the keves, and then the gab of the ayil would be four, and the gab of the par would be six. It's exact, so you see, it's obviously not chad loig. So that's what he says, bol baloig. The minchas koin is the same as the minchas oimer. One loig per isarai. Mugosh, the Vusai is mugosh, both of them have the requirement of hagosha, which we spoke about before, the southwest corner, exactly, both by the Karmen Oimer and Bashar Menachos, Mashenke, not by the Minchas Esachim. And the Biglal Etzem, the Vusmain Biglal Etzem, both the Oimer and Minchas Kehanim come fajichalein, on their own, without any adjoining carbon to them. Mashenkim and Sasachim, they have to have bo bichlal zevach. You do have to bring a zevach together with it. In the case of the Minchas Sasachim, every Minchas Sasachim has the zevach, whether it's the bokar, whether it's the ayil, whether it's the tzoin. So the Minchas Sasachim, by definition, is always an adjunct to another carbon. Good, so we have all of these similarities. But adrav, Minchas Sasachim, have a little buya. I should rather go and be marvin the Minchas Sasachim. Why? Shekein tzibura, both the minchas oim and the minchas esachim are brought by the tzibur. Choiva, they're both a choiva. If you're bringing a carbon oil shlom, you have to bring it with the minchas esachim. So they're both choivois, just like the minchas oim is a choiva. The itmi, and the both of them are brought, if it's a carbon tzibur, they're both brought im betuma, and you bring it b'shabbat, every single Shabbos, when you bring the carbon Oilas tumid baboyken tumid oilas tum bein aboyim, you bring with him minchas esachim. So you see, it's in a sense mechal Shabbos. Not mechal Shabbos. Not mechal. You bring him Shabbat. It's docher Shabbos. Fine. It's hutra b'Shabbos. Whatever you want to call it. Hutra. Fine. Yeah, exactly. I agree with everything you said. Mash enkin, but that doesn't apply to the case of your minchas koyin, which is a private mincha. Bring it tomorrow on Sunday. Don't bring it on Shabbos. Anyway, so how many similarities did we have before? We had Shekein, the God Minstav Minchas Kehanim Avirbuya, because it was Isorin is one, Bol Beloig is two, Mugash is three, Biglal Etzem is four, and here is also four, Tzibura Choyve Itni B'Shabbat. So it's four and four. So do it again, Mistavra Nefesh. I'd rather go and include the Minchas Kehanim because that's a private individual, which is the same thing as a Nefesh, like over here, Ben Mitzchayim. Yeah. Okay. Mashenk in the case of the minchas esachim and the other minchas, and also like we had before, lechem upon him, which were the tzibah. Okay.
Yisharon balo.
Sorry, no.
Balo below mugash and okay, so those are four.
The beloy goes together.
Yeah.
Balo beloy.
Yeah. Okay.
So now we've gone through the two alehas so far. The aleha in the first part of the pasuk, Menasat Aleha Shemen, and the Samta Aleha Levoina, the first Aleha came to exclude the Lechem upon him from Shemen, and the second Aleha comes to exclude the Mincha Sesachim from Levoina. But now we have Mincha Hi. Mincha, that's the Rabbi's Mincha Shmini Levoina. That at the time of the Mincha Shmini, starting on Rish Chodesh listen when they did the new inauguration and the erection of the new Mishkan. So on that day, that mincha, you had to go and bring Levina with it. Since everything until now, maybe this is the mincha, and the other things are not the same darg of mincha. Maybe it's coming to Lemute. So tomorrow, hi, my. If you're going to go and tell me it's a riboy and it includes a mincha shmini, that's good. I don't need a special mia to tell you, don't put on levina. Show me doiris leofina. We had this already a couple of days ago, that you don't learn sho'am mi doiris. This is a one-time thing that they did, that mincha shmini. So unless the Torah tells you otherwise, then I don't know that there's a din of levina. The Torah tells you, you have levina. But otherwise, why would I think differently? So therefore, says Imar, to go and say that it comes to be moitzi, you don't have to put on levina. I wouldn't have put in levina anyway. The Torah doesn't require it. Oh, but if you have a riboy, comes to tell you that just like the korban mincha sa'oimi requires levina, this too, the mincha shmini requires levina. And then it says mincha hi lohoitzi shtei alechem shliyitan loy shemen v'loy levina. That the minchas koyin doesn't have the shemen and the levain. And again, we go through the enumerated similarities. Why? Number one, shekain is sorain. Both of them have the same shear of isorain. Masha'in kain, the shtei alechem, has
two isorainim.
And therefore, so we're going to exclude that. And there was a 20 altogether, right? 10 times 2. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Getting back to Minchas Kanam of the Rishi Keni Sar, we have both of them are Kli. You do the Lisha inside the Kli. Masha Enke in the Shtei Alechem. You have, that was the Taner that was Mekadesh. Both of them are Matzah, as opposed to the Shtei Alechem, which is the classic case of the Chometz, besides the fourth category of the Taidah. And the Etzem, what means Etzem?
Atzma.
And did you bring in the Atzmai on its own? Both the Minchas Koyin you bring on its own. And you bring the other one. Oh, yeah, we're talking about that. We're being, but 1 second. We are bringing also Minchas Oimer. Minchas Oimer on its own, because there's no carbon that accompanies the Minchas Oimer. As opposed to the Shtei Alechem, you have the Shnei Kvasim. But, right? But this is brought on its own. Glal Atzma. Hagosha. Both of them require Hagosha. Mashenkin Shtei Alechem does not have Hagosha. The Ishim, as we said before, they both go on the fire. The Minchas Koyin is Kula Kalu. And the Minchas Oimer, at least the Kmitza, goes on the fire. But the Shtei Alechem is Nechal L'Kahanim. That doesn't go on the fire at all. So you have all these similarities. Zuktimor Adarabba, Shtei Alechem Abel L'Buye. Why should Kain Sibur? Both the Minchas Oimer is Sibur and Shtei Alechem is Sibur. Both of them are Choyva. This is on Pesach and this is on Shvias. Tamia, you bring it, it's Tum Hudchim B'Tzibur, Hudchim B'Tzibur. The Ochal, that you eat both of them, Mashenkin and Minchas Koyin, you don't eat. Pigula, both of them are Shaykh, the Inyan of Pigul. That when you have the Shtei Alechem is Shaykh the Inyan of Pigul, and the Oimer is Shaykh Pigul, because by the Oimer you only put the Kmitza on. B'Shas, you put the Kmitza on, you have a Machshava, I'm going to eat the Shirayim L'Mochar. Or by the Shtei Alechem, when you're Shechting the Kvasim, I'm going to go and eat the Shtei Alechem L'Mochar. So it's Shaykh Pigul. But Minchas Koyin, the Matter, as you said before, the Matter and the Nitter is one package, there's nothing to go. All at one time. And B'Shabata, both of them are. You bring on Doicha Shabbos. Why? Because the Korban Tzibur, the Torah says you have to bring these even on Shabbos, but Mayadoi. And they're both Matirim. Both the case of the Shtei Alechem is Matir Chodosh Bamigdosh, and the Minchas Oimer is Matir Chodosh Bamedina, while the Korban Minchas Koyin is not Matir anything. It's Matir itself, maybe, but it's certainly not Matir for the wide audience in terms of Chodosh. And they both have a Tenufa. The Rashi brings the Psukim. We were familiar with the Psukim, but Rashi brings it anyway. By the Oimer, it says, V'hainif is a Oimer. By the Shtei Alechem, it says, V'hainif ha-koyin oisom. So both of them have a requirement for Tenufa, but your regular Karb Mincha doesn't require Tenufa, including the Minchas Koyin, no Tenufa is required. And Ba'aretz, we learn from Psukim that both the Oimer and the Shtei Alechem, since they're being Matir Chodosh, in the Mishkan, in the Beis Mikdash, and in Eretz Yisrael, they had to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. You couldn't bring from Chutz Laaretz. Anyway, so therefore, once again, that's Ba'aretz, Tavka Eretz Yisrael. And Bizman, both of them have Bizman, meaning this you bring on Pesach, and this you bring on Atzeres. Masha Enkein, if you're talking about the Minchas Koyin, doesn't have a particular Zman, any day of the week, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. And they're both Chodesh. What is that? Or actually, Chodosh. What means Chodosh? Says Rashi, both the Oimer and the Shtei Alechem are boim min hachodosh. So it's not only that it's matir the rest of the chodesh elsewhere, but this is the first time that you brought barley in the Beis Hamikdash on the second day of Pesach. This is the first time you bring a new chitim on Shavuos, so therefore they bring chodesh. And v'hani nefishin. These are so many more. Wow, look how many we got over here. Tzibur is 1, and Choyv is 2, and Tam is 3, Diochel is 4, and Pekul is 5, and Shabbat is 6, and Matar is 7, and Tanuv is 8, and Boretz is 9, and Nizman is 10, and Chodesh 11. Wow. And on the Omid Aleph, you only have 4 or 5 similarities.
Overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
The landslide.
The landslide. And for the Imar, you're right, but nevertheless, Mistavra Nefesh. Since this whole parsha begins, Mit Nefesh, Nefesh ki sakriv karbin mincha l'Hashem, and all of them follow after that. They carve minchas mafitaner and the machvas and the marcheshes and minchas oimer. It's all one package deal. So therefore, the nefesh includes not only minchas oimer but also minchas koyin, which is brought by a single nefesh. Masha enkin shteilechem is brought by klal Yisrael. So therefore, I'm going to be marbe like the minchas oimer, the case of the minchas koyin, that it does require shemen, it does require levoina, and the he is going to come to memayit ishtei halach.
The numbers are not always the deciding factor.
Exactly. Normally they are, but this is a rare case. Right? So that's the exception to the normal rule. Good. Okay, now from here, Rabbi Yisai, it's much simpler in the sense that you don't have to strain to figure out the similarities and the differences. Zok the Mishnah. V'chayiv al Hashem b'fnei atzma, v'chayiv al levoina b'fnei atzma. What does that mean? We said at the end of the Mishnah, if you had a minchas choyte, or minchas kenois, it's in the Feresh in the Pasuk, lo yitin le Hashemen, v'lo yitin le Hashemen, lo yosem le Hashemen, v'lo yitin le levoina. So it says both, don't put on the Hashemen, don't put on the levoina. What happens if you have a minchas choyte, and they decided to add shemen or levoina, so each one has its own separate lav, its own separate isur, and if you're going to give hasra, two times malchus, one for the shemen and one for the levoina. So chayv al shemen b'fnei atzma, v'chayv al levoina b'fnei atzma. Now what happens, nosan oleha shemen psala, levoina yilketana. There's a difference, even though they're both parallel lavin, don't put on the minchas chote. Minchas chote means the third level of the oil of the yoyrid, as well as the government minchas kenois by the soita. So don't put on shemen, don't put on levoina, says our Mishnah. What happens if you did put on the shemen or levoina? Obviously you're over a lav, that's clear. But does that passel the carbon? I would have thought the same din should apply to both. Right. No, it doesn't. Nosel shemen psala. The carbon is passel, scrap it, bring a new carbon. Levoina, yilketana, go and collect it with your fingers, with your spoon, and scoop out the levoina, and then it'll be kosher. Temporarily, when the levoina is there, it's possible. But when you remove the levoina, you can be like a chos v'neir, it's going
to
be
kosher. Type thing.
Okay, fine, you want to call it that way.
And levoina is having, it was in a tishar.
We're going to talk about that, all that can be discussed.
The physicality of levoina is it like flour, or is it like a rock?
We're going to talk about that too. Zokti Mora Vaita, Zokti Mishnah Vaita, Nosin Shemen al Shireha, Shireha, Einoi Oiva Beloi Sasa. What happens, you didn't put the Shemen on the Mincha initially, or on the Kemitza, but, yeah, you only put it on the Shirai. Then, Einoi Oiva Beloi Sasa.
You can put on mustard, you can put on ketchup, you can put on Levoina.
Exactly right. Good. And you can even put on Dvash, we said yesterday. Make it honey, make it sweet. Nosan kli al gabi kli loy psala. Now this is an interesting halacha in the Mishnah, since it says in the pasuk lo yosem aleha shemen v'litin aleha levoina. What happens if I have my carbon mincha? It's lying now in the mizrak, and now I go and take shemen inside its own mizrak, inside its own kli, and I take the kli of shemen and I put it smack on top of the kli, or even into the kli where the mincha is. But the two don't touch each other, because the shemen is its own kli, and the soil is its own kli, and one is on top of the other. Nosan kli, gabi kli, oy psala. Even though
it's a chatzitza, the kli itself is a chatzitza between the shemen and the...
You don't have to say...
That's
a sheni pshat. Now, when it says in the pasuk leyosim alein shemen, it means on the mincha itself. It doesn't mean putting a kli agabi, kli agabi, kli. That's not the kavanah of pasuk. Okay, good. Tanu Rabbanon. Now we're focusing on not the minchas oimer. We're going to focus on the minchas chote. So if you look in pasuk aleph of the Torah, or which is the third level of the oyle v'yoyred, v'im lo yisasig yo'odol ishtei sarim l'shnei b'nei yoyna. If he was wealthy, he would have brought a kizbos seira. If he was ashtikl wealthy, he would have brought shtei toyrim. Abe kenochnish, v'hev yis karbon asher chota, asiris o eifa, soyles lechatos, lo yosim aleshem, lo yitain aleboina, ki chatos is. It says, lo yosim, lo yitain. Why does the Torah change the Lashon Yosim and Yitain? We're going to talk about that on the bottom of the Amud. But in the meantime, we learn Lo Yosim Al Hashem Al Yitain Al Levayin. Zokti Gemara. Tanur Ban. Lo Yosim, this seems to be a Torah at first. It should say Lo Yosim Al Leha Shemen. Yes, what's Zokti Mendi? What does it say? Al Leha? Al Leha. So, see here, it's a mistake. And yes, remember, we missed the word Pshita. And the art school had the word Pshita. So, Baruch Hashem, they made improvements in the text. So, Liyosim Aleha Shemen. The Imsam, what happens if you did put Shemen on your Minchas Chayte Pasal? Yochel Leitin Aleha Levoina Vim Nosan Pasal. Since Leitin Aleha Levoina, that's the same Pasik as the Mamish Kedei Dibur. Toich Kedei Dibur, Liyosim Aleha Shemen, Leitin Aleha Levoina. Just like this is Pasal, it should also Pasal. So, I would think, Leitin Aleha Levoina Vim Nosan Pasal. Tam Aloimer. Kichatos, it retains its status as a kosher chatos. Remember, there's a minchas choyte, it continues to have, it's a kosher card. No, so maybe the word kichatos is telling you, even by the shaman, if the shaman, by accident or on purpose, you poured it onto this minchas choyte, maybe loy pasla, tamaloy mehin, no, it's got to be exactly this way, hab yosu yehei. And therefore, what we're saying is that putting on the shaman pasels, putting on the levoina does not pasel. Freitim amara isa livsel b'shemen ulahachshu b'levoina. Says Yimara, on very balabatisha, practical ground, not anything very lumdish. Poiselni b'shemen she efshel elaktoi. You can't go and extract and extricate the shemen once it's in the soilus. Yeah. However, machshani b'levoina she efshel elaita. Just collect it together with your hands and take it off. Okay. So there is a tikkun. As long as it's on it. We're going to see in the Gemara shortly that in fact it's possible as long as it's there. But once you remove it, kusha v'yushim. Bo Rabba Baravuna may Rabbi Yochanan nosan aleh levoina shechuka mahu. Oh, this was your question that you asked before, and that's why I said we're going to get to it in Miyat Hashem. Levoina shechuka means it's a powdered levoina that you took it and you did it hodek, hodek. You really went and crushed it into small little particles. That's only Ktoris and Yom Kippur, but that's fine. But the point is, it's really, really very finely crushed into small little particles. When you put this now into the soles, you will not be able to extricate it. So it's just like the case of the shemen. It's impossible. You can't. It's just so small, so tiny. Even though the Lashon that we had in the Mishnah and the Lashon of the Braisa was that Yilkatani, you can go and collect it, that's really not the essence. What we really mean to say is the difference between the shemen and between Levoina is the shemen is absorbed into the soilus, and there's no way of extricating that absorption. However, this is lemivla. It's not absorbed. Yitaka can't extricate it because it's so finely crushed, maskim, or ground. But you cannot go, it's not nivla, so maybe it's still far kosher. It's toshema. Let's examine our Mishnah, and let's examine the Braisa. In the Mishnah we said that nosan le'shemen is posla, but levoine yilketana. So you see that the ikra is the lakita, the ability to extricate, not the blia. It's the yilketana. Maybe the Mishnah is kind of being succinct, right? Because of Yotoisis in the end of Megillah, right? She'd be able to sing it. And really, the Mishnah means both. Chod, the reason why you don't say that Levoina Pasel is Zaloi Mivla, because it doesn't get absorbed. V'oid and Nochazach, Yilketana, you have the Eitzah right now. Take out your spoon, take out your fingers, take out your scoop, and scoop it out. Therefore, so it's really both. Toshima. Now we get the Braisa, which we just started off the Gemara Taner Abanan. Mashanim Levoinish Efshel Eloita. Oh, so it sounds like the Kitz is the Iker, not the Belia. Hachanami Mikendozog Nizal Bazach. Chodavi Oid Ka'amar. You could learn that pshat here as well, that it's both the Lakita mit the Belia. Frank Timara, you couldn't. My Havi Elo, tell me what is in fact the Psak Halacha. If you have this Levoinish Chukka, Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Tanya, we have a price. Minchas choyte, uminchas kenois. Shenosan aleh levoina, melakedes levoina uksheira. Go and take it and remove it and it's kosher. Vim ad shalei liket levoinosa, what happens until you remove the levain. Yeah, I'm going to remove it. Give me a chance. Give me a minute. I'm getting my spoon. I'm getting my scoop. But in the meantime, the levain is there. Whilst the levain is there, chishev aleha, bein chutz lezmane, bein chutz lemakoyim. If he had a machshava hamefageles, parcel the ein by karis. Why is it possible in Beikaris? Because since it's not a kosher mincha at this point, temporarily.
It's not perfect.
It's not pigo perfect. So therefore, it cannot go and rise to the level of chutz lezmanik to have a din of karis. And therefore, it doesn't become pigo. The Mishal Likil Vanah, but now that I was Mesak and I took the Levayna off, Mechashav Lechutz Tam Kaimi Pasul, the Ein Beikaris, Chutz Lezmanik Pigo Vechayav and of Karis. So you see that temporarily, as long as the Levayna is there, it's taka tzuris, not the tzura like we have in the Yom Adal of Metalina, but it's taka no good. But once you take it off, it's kush. Freiti mara b'ti have a pach. Why don't you say that has the same din like a pach shemen? What does that mean? That just like when the shemen falls on it, then it's totally no good. And if you would have a machsheves pigel of chutz lezmanei or chutz lemakoyimai, it wouldn't passel at all. It'd be totally meaningless. Why do we say that it's possible? Even though ain't by cars, why is it possible at all? It's a meaningless thing. It should be just like when the Pach Shemen fell on it. It's a possible card. When the Levoina on it, it's a possible card.
It's already in the Klisharis, though.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay, so what are you going to do with it now? You can't take it out and make chulin. You can't offer it.
That's not the question. The question that our Gemara says that although it doesn't rise to the level of chutzlas mana, if pigel yesh bekaris, but it's at least like the same darg of chutzlam koimi, possibly mekaris. Faithy more, the machshava should have no relevance whatsoever. At this point in time, it's a non kosher carbon.
It's a failure.
It's a failure. Good. Faithy more, levit bach, but my possible machshava. And for the Mara, I'm sorry, not and for the Mara, Zoe Mara, Dichuihu. At this moment, it's Nidche, it's not a kosher carbon. Why should the Psul Machshava have any effect? That's the Chatas here at the end of the Pasuk, which we quoted already a couple of times, that it's still a Chatas, even though it's a Pasul Chatas, but it's far to Chatas. Since it's still a Chatas, it does have an impact. After all, not an impact of pigle, but it's possible.
It's immaterial, though, because if it's here we have solus, we've put in shemen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't supposed to. So it's puzzle. It's puzzle al shemen.
That's totally puzzle. Okay, and therefore, even any machshava has no effect whatsoever.
It's meaningless. So it's
but by Levoina, we said it's different.
In this case, though, yeah. We're talking about the machshava of chutz lemakomo.
Right. And now you're talking about solus with the levoina or solus mit shemen.
With the shemen.
Is gunish. It's nothing. It's absolutely zero.
So it's possible anyway. So it's not.
So the machshava of pigel doesn't have any effect whatsoever.
Right. So it's possible because it's possible anyway.
Right. Okay.
Zogti
yomara amar abaye chatz karechman. Rav amar hamani chana mitzvi the less lay dechuyin. Chana mitzvi doesn't hold of the din of dechuy. Who's that Chanan Mitzvah? We had this already a few times, very famous. This comes from Yom Kippur. What's the case of Yom Kippur? Everybody knows you have to take two Seirim. One's going to be Yisor LaShem, one's going to be Yisor LaZazel. What happens if one of them gets messed up, as we'll see what happened? Do you have to bring a brand new tool, or you just fill in the blanks? Desanya, Chanan Mitzvah Yoyman. I fill it down because, Mevi Chaveir Shului Bahagrola Umizavik Loi. This Chanan Mitzvah is the Chidush, because normally we go and say that if, for instance, you're bringing the regular Sorel Hashem, and the dam spilled out, not only the Sorel Hashem is no longer good, but even the Sorel Mishtaleach goes lemisa, and you have to go and do a new hagrola, two new, brand new seirim. So it's Chana Mitzri, no, fill the dam because the dam is in the kos, and you want to go and pour it, and not pour it, but do the spritzing on the Mizbeach, or the dabbing on the Mizbeach. And what happens? And the Sorel Mishtaleach died. What do I do now? There's no dichoy, just leave the Sor Lashem the way it is, and maybe Chaberish Lebagrol and bring a new animal to be the Sor Lazazel, and now go and make it as the peer. So you don't need two new animals, just stay with what you got.
You attach it. How do you pair it? The other one's already down.
He's not talking about physically, he means halachically. Okay. That will be the Zivug, its second one. What of Ashiyom? Okay, so bottom line is, this Chana Mitzri holds is no such thing as Dichoy. So here too, even though temporarily there's a problem with the Levayna, remove the Levayna, everything will be Kusha V'yusha. So that's why Machshava is effective vis-a-vis this so-called Pasal Levayna, because it's not really Pasal, it's not really Nidcha, according to Chana Mitzri. You don't have to say Chana Mitzri. Anybody, wherever you have the capacity and the power to go misaken it. Right. So it's only a question of time until you're going to be misaken it. It's called a kalokat. I mean, it's a discussion. That's why the machshava does have effect after all. Omer Vadaka Vosir Ravashi Mestavo, bring a right to Rav Ashi that normally there is a din of nidcha, but kol shebi yodale have a dichoy. The man shamas lay the islay to chuyin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He did not. We learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma. The oinam Rabbi Yehuda nishbach hadam. What happens if the dam of the Sora Lashem poured out on the ground? I cannot do now this rikoyz. The yomas of mishalech. Then goodbye mishalech. Meisa mishalech yishafach hadam, because you have to have two brand new ones and you can't have one. So yes, what do you see? So he holds that yesh dichoy. He holds. Have dichoy. Vilu hocha, I'm sorry, vilu hecha, to be yodai, where you have the ability to go and be masakin. The same Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. This is talking about no longer Yom Kippur. Now we're talking about Erev Pesach, the famous Rabbi Yehuda that Barry's always concerned about. Right. The what that you had, you brought your 5,000, 10,000, 100,000 karbanis, and you have all the blood there on the floor. He would go and take one kois. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shitosai, right. Min b'minoi ain't in bottle. So therefore, all the blood is all one kosher blood for purposes of all the karbanis. So just take one kois, go and throw it against the wall in Mizbeach.
And after all the karbanos, even if the zrika wasn't done properly.
Any karban there, chas v'shalom, there wasn't done, there was no zrika done, this will be mesakin it. But didn't Rabbi Yehuda hold that the dichoy, I should go and say all these karbanos are dichoy? No, since it's biyodoy, it's not called dichoy. So that was the raya that we brought to Ravashi's pshat.
How can it be biyodoy if it's
biyodoy means you can go and fix it now. How does he fix it? He takes one kois and he throws it against him as bech. Only as we also want Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so now put two dots. Now we start a new shtikla. It's related, but it's not no longer being mafarish the brisa with the psukim. Omer gizu by Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. Nosen mashu shemen al gabi kizayis mincha pasal. We have our minchas choyte, and he put just a mashu. My timer lo yosim sima koldu aleha ad de ikashiura. What the Gemara is saying is, if you look at the pasa carefully, there is a difference, a variation in the lushainis. Lo yosim aleha shemen, for lo yitain aleha levoina. So sima, says the Gemara, means even placing a drop. That's the term sima. Mashenken yitain is a lashon nesina. Nesina has to have a shiur. Aleha, of course, are both the same. Lo yosim aleha shemen, lo yitain aleha levoina. So Gemara dashens aside. Zok Gemara. No samashu, amashu shemen, a drop. Al gabi kzayis mincha, it's already possible. My timer, lo yosim nesima koltu, a bissel. But it says lo yosim aleha. Aleha is already and that's why he said it has to be falling at least on a kizayis of mincha. Now, who said this? Is Rabbi Yisrael Yosef Rabbi Yechanan? We are Rabbi Yisrael Yosef Rabbi Yechanan. Now, what happens instead of putting shemen nosen kizayis levoina? Now it's not a mashu nosen kizayis levoina, and now it's al gabi mashu mincha. Oh, so it's reversed. Pasal. Why did the pasal? My time lo yitinksev ad ikanasina. Oh, so that's what the nasina be kizayis. Abisal mashu will do gunish. But now it says Aleha, so why don't we say over here too that it has to have a kizayis of mincha like we said before?
Right.
I'll tell you why. Because have the ribuy acher ribuy bein ribuy acher ribuy elamite. It says twice Aleha. First Aleha the gabe lo yitain lo yosem Aleha shemen for lo yitain Aleha levoina. Why do you have to have two Alehas? Come to tell you, and you know, I mean elamite, and therefore a filler on a mashu. The ikri, I mean, there's another version. I'm rebuking by Yosef. Boy Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Boy Rabbi Yechanan. Nosem Malshu Shemen Al Gabi Kizayis Mincha Mal. When you put a bissel of shemen, so we already said before, since it's a sima, means even a bissel. It's Mal. Mi beinan sima kinesina. Since the same pasuk says Lo Yosem Vlo Yitain, it's a hekish one next to the other, just like the Yitain is an asina mit ashir. Maybe the sina also has to be ashir. Oy loy afshedish. Take Tishbi Tatz. Let's just finish in the Mishnah. Nosem Shemen Al Shira. Now, since it says lo yosem and lo yitain, yoch v'shnei kahanim, I would think one coin is putting on the shem and one coin is putting on the levina. Tamaloyimer aleha begufa shel mincha kosem daber. This is not talking about the gavra, talking about the chavta v'loy bekoyin. And so, therefore, it could even be one coin is going to be over on both. Yoch lo yitain the kli al gabi kli. Then not impossible because it says lo yosim lo yitain, so put in a separate kli. Nice, I'm like aleha begufishol mincha because we're now talking aleha mincha lein. Exactly. So therefore, you'll be possible if it's kli al gabe kli. Just one short word. Here it says over here that Tzima is a filler b'chol shu. Say the Meforishim, we have in the Pasuk that if you're going to go and do all the chukim mishpatim, kol ha-machle asher samti mitzrayim le'osim alecha, ki ashin yeshem refecha. Le'osim, not that I'm not going to give you big gazayis, a filler meta mashehu, because the Lord Tzima le'samti alecha, that's even a abyssal. So that's why the Pasuk says, le'samti kol ha-machle asher samti mitzrayim le'osim alecha, even I don't believe I'll abyssal. If you keep all the mitzvahs and masses of Tavim, then even Abisla, you're not going to get the machla of mitzvah. Have a good day, everybody.